WRVA. It is Monday afternoon. We've got rain, plenty of it, heavy downpours. I just had to walk from the former plaque shack into the house. You know, it's the only drawback to the former plaque shack. There's no men's room. I mean, there's no ladies' room either. There's just no. I mean, a little bit of rain. But it's definitely coming down. It's only going to be here for a couple of hours, so enjoy it while it's here. Probably by 7 o'clock tonight, it's going to be all gone. A couple of moments from now, I got a chance for you to win some tickets. You'll join me at KC and the Sunshine Band. Heidi and I, as soon as Matt Krieger announced KC and the Sunshine Band, we both looked at each other and said, oh, we got to go to that. You know, we did that nice trip to France. They had a like a disco night. So we've got some disco attire. I think we're going to wear it. I think it'll be fun. So that's going to be on August the 31st. I tell you that because in a couple of minutes, I got a chance for you to win these tickets. 420-ish. We'll give you a chance to win those two tickets. Again, it's August the 31st at the Serve Pro Pavilion, Atlantic Union Bank After Hours, Meadow Event Park up here in Doswell. You'll enjoy it. I'm telling you, you really will. Carl Carlson's going to be along in a couple of moments. We'll talk about economics. Talk about the markets such as they are and where you might be on your path to financial freedom. I'm further along my path than I had probably expected. Had a great meeting. I thought it was a great meeting with Carl last week. And who knows? Maybe I get to take a couple of steps even further down that road to financial freedom and, you know, won't have to work. I like the idea of that. I like that very much. So tonight will be the end of the long farewell, I suppose, for Joe Biden. He's done amazing work for the Democrat Party, subverting the Constitution and just insulting every single one of us who's a proud American. He's a terrible person.
Absolutely. Come on, man.
Well, you are. You're a terrible, miserable human being. And I, for one, will not be the least bit upset to see you go. Oh, and while you're headed out the door, can you take your moron felonious son with you, Fredo? I'd appreciate that. But tonight's the night the Democrats will make it official that they have kicked Joe Biden to the curb. You'll notice who's not going to be there tonight. Barack Obama's not going to be there. Nancy Pelosi's not going to be there because they're still cleaning their knives. Oh, come on. They shivved this guy like nobody's business. We watched an actual coup take place in the United States. I never thought we would see that. We could very well be at the end of the great experiment known as America. Well, you've enriched every one of your family members, and you're just fine. I know it's just the rest of us that have to deal with this crap. There is, there's a good example of our legacy news media hacks going along because they themselves are far left-wingers, because they themselves are socialists. It is painful, painful. But let me give you an example. This comes from CBS Pseudo News, cut number one.
I'm Margaret Brennan in Washington, and this week on Face the Nation, Democrats head to their convention in Chicago as inflation cools and the political back and forth over economic policies intensifies. With the presidential contest lineup set to be formally locked in this week, both sides turn their attention to issue number one on the minds of the voters, the economy and inflation.
I will go after the bad actors. And I will work to pass the first ever federal ban on price gauging on food.
A lot of people are very devastated by what's happened with inflation and all of the other things. They say it's the most important subject. I'm not sure it is, but they say it's the most important sort. Inflation is the most important, but that's part of economy.
The former president's prescription is twofold.
Vote Trump and your incomes will soar.
And a new line of false attack on Vice President Harris.
Kamala went full communist. You heard that? She went full communist. She wants to destroy our country. After causing catastrophic inflation.
We'll tell you why that's wrong and how the voters see the candidates' handling of the economy in our new CBS News poll.
Isn't it interesting that, what's her name right there, who's supposed to be a journalist? They're going to correct your misconceptions. They're going to tell you what's true. They're liars. They are unbelievable liars. They're incredibly talented liars, but they are liars. Kamala Harris has, in fact, endorsed nothing short of out-and-out socialism. Tim Walz, her running mate, Stolen Valor guy, he is a very proud socialist. Kamala Harris likes to dance around the issue. I mean, she is a hardcore Marxist. There's no question about that. Her father was an economics professor who was a Marxist. Taught at Stanford University. There's a shock. She wants government control of everything. There are some people who believe that the government can do things better. There are. And some of them are evil, and some of them are misinformed, and some of them are really, really nice people. But they just don't get it. There are other people who hate everything about the government. The government can't get anything right. Well, some of those people are evil, and some of them are misinformed, and some of them are really nice, but they just don't get it. There is a very happy medium that has existed here in the United States ever since our little American experiment got underway. We have collectively said, well, some things you can't really do on your own. Interstate highways? Yeah, can't do that. Raising an army to defend the nation? Can't do that. Buying groceries? Yeah, I got that. Paying bills, looking after my family? Yeah, I'm good for that. Kamala Harris says you should have less choices. That's what price controls do. When you have a centralized governmental authority setting prices for things, people who manufacture those things or grow those things say, hey, wait a minute. We're not making any money on those things. Guess what? We're not making or manufacturing them anymore. Do you know what happens when there is less supply of an item? Prices go up. It is as basic as you get, Econ 101, supply and demand. So prices would go up. But wait a minute, we have the government stepping in saying, no, you can't raise the prices. Okay. Well, you know what happens then? Those people don't make it or grow it anymore. They do something else. So the price is still set at whatever it was, but you can't find that item anymore. It doesn't exist. Price controls have failed every single time in every single place they have ever been tried. Marxism, socialism has failed every single time it has been tried anywhere. It does not work. You sit back and you read stuff. Oh, doesn't that sound nice? Everybody has this and everybody has that and you have, we all have this. There's no such thing as free. Yeah, free will, I suppose. But actual tangible products, they're not free. Somebody has to grow them. Somebody has to make them. Think about things at a slightly higher level. People have to invent certain things. And when you take the profit motive away, guess what? People don't invent those things anymore. No reason to. Kamala Harris and Tim Walz want the government to control every sector of your life. When it comes to the economy. They also want the government to impose its views. And in this case, the government is sort of a Leviathan creature. With a lot of extending tentacles to tell your children whether they should be boys or girls or both. They want to remove parents from that equation. It's awful. It is awful anyway you slice it. All right, Carl Carlson is going to be along at 4:33. Always look forward to chatting with him. Please make sure you follow me over on social media. Jeff Katz Show on X. Jeff Katz Show on X. Couple of moments from now, I've got tickets for KC and the Sunshine Band. We're going to do it at 4:20-ish. Make sure you are here for that. Oh, tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., John Reed's going to be here. And I'm hoping you'll join me in listening to John first thing tomorrow morning. It is 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.